This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to guess pretty much all of you have at least heard of Netflix. Those little red DVD mailers were everywhere for a good 10 years or so. Now, customers are just as likely to stream Netflix movies as they are to order an actual DVD in the mail. But the point is, the company is bigger than ever. Its co-founder, Reed Hastings, gets most of the press. But there is another guy who was present at the creation of that company that you don't hear a lot about. His name is Mark Randolph. And in her new book, it's called Netflixed, The Epic Battle for America's Eyeballs, author Gina Keating tracked him down. Gina, it's good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Kai.
Mark turns out to be this customer service guy. Reed Hastings is the guy who made the signature thing about Netflix work, those algorithms that get you the ideas for movies that you might want to see.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the interface, the consumer-facing part of Netflix, which we all love and makes us feel like we're having a conversation with the company, was really Mark Randolph's idea. And Reed is just an absolutely brilliant mathematician, and he was able to boil down human behavior into algorithms. And that all proved to be incredibly critical when they got into this big price war with Blockbuster, because they had to bring their prices down as low as possible and really cut their cost in order to run against a huge rival like Blockbuster.
Is it right that Reed Hastings at one point said, I will lose money for as long as it takes to drive Blockbuster and Walmart and everybody else out of this business so that I can own it?
Yes, he did. He said that to me. And I was interviewing him shortly after he had said to a very upset Wall Street and investors, we're going to run it break even because I'm going to plow every single dollar of that I make back into the business, and I'm going to make my subscriber base huge, and it's going to be really expensive for everybody to compete with me, and it's not going to be worth it. Of course, I ran right out of the room and wrote a story about it, and the stock tanked, and I felt kind of guilty about it.
But for all of that he had, and for all of his gut intuition being right, I have to now at this point bring up this thing called Quickster, that move he made last year to separate the streaming video business and the DVD mailer business and the brouhaha is the polite word for what happened after that. I mean, he got clobbered.
Yes, he did. And that's the other side to being very headstrong and sure that you're right, is that sometimes you're not. And He has been described to me, and I say this in the book, as a guy who is incredibly brilliant about engineering, about mathematics. He's not a real people person. Mm. He's not empathetic. He doesn't really understand consumers that well, but he does have a lot of data to show what they're likely to do. And he knew that eventually people were going to stop wanting to have DVDs delivered by mail. And so he just thought, well, maybe I'll just nudge people along to get them out of this DVD by mail business so I can go towards streaming and really optimize that.
Right. First mover advantage, though, right, which is what they have, goes away over time as people with more money and more oomph come in.
You would think that. The other thing they have going for them is that website is a highly instrumented market research platform. They have 15 years of data about consumers, and their projections are amazing. They can figure out, you know, when you stop a movie, what scenes you like, what actors you don't like, when you like to watch TV, when you're, you know, more likely to do, you know, three or four shows at a time. So they know you in ways that you can't even imagine. And that, to me, was a little bit strange. But, you know, I guess maybe we should just put it down to having a good experience.
You know, horrifying, hello? I mean, come on.
Yeah, maybe a little.
The book by Gina Keating is called Netflixed, about the company of almost the same name. The subtitle is The Epic Battle for America's Eyeballs. Gina, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.